launching into the second hour of the program, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SICL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Still to come, we've got to talk about slavery, but Mark, you're telling me you want to share an email from old Fred Parcells, who's one of the local former police detective, former city councilor here in the Keene, New Hampshire area. Of course, we do talk a lot more about Keene, New Hampshire than a lot of other places because it's really a hub for liberty activism as far as just worldwide. There's just a lot of activism happening here. And last hour, I discussed how today I decided to go in and make a statement when I paid the property tax bill, which I do reluctantly because I'm quite frightened of what the consequences would be of not paying said property tax bill. I understand that men with guns will come and throw my family from our home if I decide that I have an objection to paying the full amount of property taxes. And so I made all those points, and I paid the property taxes in $1 bills this afternoon. We had cameras there, and it was, you know, it was a big deal. So Fred has some thoughts.
Yeah, Fred's got a question, and Fred and I, you know, Fred's gotten interested in the Free State Project, has a lot of questions, and you know, he's become my friend over the years, and I think that this is worthy of an answer. Otherwise, I wouldn't have bothered you with it. I don't know, referring to you, I don't know why he doesn't really test the system and refuse to pay his taxes.
I know what'll happen. I can't. Let me answer that question for you.
Before you go on, I'd like to back up. He's got a little more to say here, and then you can respond to it. He says a real freedom fighter would do that at the very least. When I was a cop, I was willing
to... He is always trying to goad me into this.
I love this part. When I was a cop, I was willing to die for my beliefs.
Do you want to see Julia? He likes Julia. Fred, do you want to see Julia thrown into the street?
I think that Julia could go find a place to live.
Yeah, but do you want to see that happen?
Well, she wouldn't get thrown into the street. She'd have a place to live.
You think she'd leave before that?
I don't know.
She probably would. She'd probably leave before all that went down.
She's not really interested in the friction, as I understand it.
Yeah.
And that's
nobody wants to be thrown from their home.
That's really the reason people pay taxes, is because they don't want the friction.
Yeah.
The vast majority of them pay for that very reason right there.
Now, you know, I think that some people do it because they think they're getting services out of it. You know,
they tell themselves a story about how, well, this is the price
you pay
for a civilized society.
They absolutely are getting services, but there are services that I think in most cases, I'm not talking about cops, I'm not talking about courts, I'm not talking about roads. In most cases, fire departments, recreational centers,
libraries,
all these things could easily be provided by the free market or a not-for-profit situation. And we don't need to have people charged for them. I think that you know, when you're talking about leaf pickup and, you know, things that are maintenance to their road, well, I can see that one. You know, if they're going to own the road, they have to maintain it.
But that's a small pittance compared to some of the other stuff.
It really is.
Oh, the schools are huge.
Are the big one, and they grow every single year. They get bigger and bigger.
I have a real objection to number one. I wouldn't send my kid if I had one to these schools, and I object to the things that they teach. In many ways, they teach, they're indoctrinating kids to believe that government is great and that government is all-powerful and wonderful and can do grandiose things. And it's a very pro-government indoctrination system, and I have a very big problem with it. I would very much like to avoid having to pay that particular portion of property taxes. And I wouldn't be greedy about it. I return the money to my tenants. They're the ones paying the taxes in the first place.
Right.
So it's just impoverishing them, and they already have enough of a tough time. I had to move into a cash-only lease this week because they're having a tough time paying the bills, and they're asking me to hold checks because they've got to pay
the hard economy right now.
Right, they got to pay the power bill and this and that. There's excuse after excuse as to why I can't cash a check that they gave me. So they're incurring late fees as a result of all this, and it's just a mess. Being able to save them a couple $100 a month in property taxes would, I think, go a long way. Well, they might buy beer and cigarettes with it, but it's their business.
I wonder how a lot of public employees would feel if they realized that. I mean, a lot of them would probably say, no, we don't believe in monopolies, but they are monopolies. School has a territorial monopoly on education in that area. And even if you don't send your child to that school, you have to pay them anyway. So,
that's correct.
Well, wait.
Is there more from Fred?
Basically, he says that when he was a cop, he was willing to die for his beliefs, and it seems that you don't have that same level of commitment. So where is it, man? Where is this level of commitment to the ideas of freedom? Are you going to not pay your taxes? When are you going
to
do this?
This has always been Fred's critique of me. That is that I'm not 100% to the wall on civil disobedience or non-cooperation at this point. And he's right, you know. I haven't gone all the way, and I don't ever recommend that anybody does.
People who have. Like, look at Sam.
Sam did. Well, he went all the way for that moment, but today he didn't go all the way, and that's okay because everybody has the right, you know, whatever the right moment is for them, and they get to choose when that is.
I would use an analogy as to you know the tactics that one uses. I'm not saying that I'm as far as not paying taxes. I am not on board with that, and if somebody wants to call me a coward about it, yeah, I am. But in your case, I don't think that the guys that stormed Normandy or the ones that took the hill and the Tet Offensive or whatever, they didn't necessarily just charge up the hill or onto the beach and catch the first bullet that they could find.
That's martyrdom.
They hid behind things. They waited until the time was right for them to move. And so, I don't see that waiting for the time to be right to move. You're scared of them bullets, aren't you, boy? Get out there. You know, like I can see the point that Fred's talking about because he, as a cop, you wouldn't have been able to choose your time. But so far, people have dealt with the tyranny and
you can choose as a cop. You don't have to show up to a call.
Okay. The people have chosen the tyranny of government and for a long time, and I think that, things are going to go step by step. You can't just, poof, the government's gone one day. Not that I'm advocating that.
No.
Because then you're really going to have bad news, and that's not going to work. It would have to be, moving towards a more voluntary society. You have to have things go step by step.
I think that a lot of people doing a little bit of non-cooperation will be far more effective than a handful of people going balls to the wall and doing it all the way, every issue, every single time, and going to jail for however long that ended up putting them in jail. You have to judge where you're most effective. You have to choose the hill to die on, so to speak. And as far as taxes are concerned, I'm not... Well, while I am actually personally ready to do it, Julia is very uncomfortable with it, and we've come to an agreement, her and I, in our relationship, compromise and all that, that I won't do it until there are at least 4 other property owners that are willing to do it with me. That's not the highest bar. It's not like 40 property owners. It's 4. So, it's doable. It's something that can happen eventually. At this point in time, it's not very likely. Most of the activists in this area are renters. So, and those who, the few that actually do own property are...
Have moved out of Keene.
No, Varen still lives here, but owned property in Keene, Mark.
No, they have moved. I didn't... Doesn't mean sell.
Those who own property in Keene are not interested at this point in making that change, also because they're still under a mortgage. So that's a very iffy position to come from if you've got a bank holding ownership over the home. So you pretty much have to own it outright. So I would need 4 other people that own property outright in order to go ahead with this. Though Johnson has come up with a kind of a neat idea, and that is for interested parties who have the capital to just play with, basically, could go and buy a plot of land without a building on it or anything like that, just a plot of land within the city limits and immediately refuse to pay property taxes on that. That way they could... They'll probably just steal the land, and you could make it into a campground or something like that, encourage liberty activists to come up and camp on it.
Once again, this idea brings up something Fred has said in another email in here that I've been going back and forth with him. But, what's the point in that? Really, what's the point in letting the government take some vacant small piece of land?
Well, you would still have people camping on it. I mean, basically, you act as though it is still yours because you paid for it. They're the ones who've stolen it from you. But at least that way, it's no family getting thrown out of their home. It maybe would be a campground or something like that for incoming porcupines, incoming freedom activists. There have been people that have asked for camping services to be a place to camp. Some people have asked if they could park their RV on your land, Mark, because it's fairly large. So that kind of thing. It's just an idea. It's just something to...
Well, the change really is going to occur in New Hampshire, not on a local level, but on a state level. I mean, that's where the power of the government resides, in the state of New Hampshire, and that's where it has to...
Yeah, but the city councilors vote. They vote to steal homes.
They
could vote no. They could vote to not steal people's homes, but they do it every single time. They'll vote for theft every single time. And so thank you, Fred, for the suggestion. I'll keep taking my baby steps. 800-259-9231, as I encourage others to do. This is a long process, and you need to take it easy. Free Talk Live.
Men, when it comes to male enhancement, we know you want to feel bigger, firmer, more in control. That's why you need Maxoderm. Maxoderm is instant male enhancement. It's topically applied, and it's for any man who wants to feel bigger, firmer, faster. That's right. With Maxoderm, there's no waiting hours, weeks, or even months to feel its effects. Customers report they literally start feeling it in 59 seconds or less. Bet you won't feel that with a pill. So guys, if you want to feel bigger, firmer, faster than ever before, go with the one product you can count on. Maxoderm, with over 50 million applications sold to men just like you. Isn't it time you used Maxoderm too? Call right now to find out how to get your free supply of Maxoderm today. We'll rush it to you in an unmarked package. There's no waiting with Maxoderm. So what are you waiting for?
Call 800-781-9213 and get your free supply of Maxoderm now. Call 800-781-9213. 800-781-9213. That's 800-781-9213.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all-natural insecticides from FreshwaterOrganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use in FPP to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from FreshwaterOrganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by Sickles, CAI, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got updates. You will be kept in the loop. If you're on the updates list, you'll know what's happening with Free Talk Live when it happens. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list free. That's updates. www.freetalklive.com. I actually sent out an update this afternoon. The great guys over at the Motorhome Diaries, Pete and Jason and Adam, they had me on their little podcast thing. I guess it's not really a podcast, but it's a YouTube channel. And motorhomediaries.com is their website. You can see it there. It's an interview of me with my little peak, my little headphones peak in my hair. I look awful, but then again, I'm a radio guy, so I just don't care that much about how I look. But it was a good interview, and thanks to the guys for having me on. You can see that at motorhomediaries.com.
Perhaps you own or know someone who has a company that is struggling to collect money owed from past due accounts.
Oh, yeah.
Delinquent accounts are problematic, not only from the standpoint of diminished revenues, but businesses find themselves sidetracked from the arduous task of trying to collect on these accounts. Consequently, valuable time and resources are pulled away from principal operations. SACL CAI liberates businesses from inefficiencies and the vexing tasks of collections. SACL CAI, you can see their banner at freetalklive.com.
All right, toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. Mark, did you want to talk about slavery with us tonight?
I do. I have an article here that I think is pretty good on it. So this one is written by Zanzor Blestman. It's at theamericanchronicle.com.
I like Zanzor Blestman.
Yes. A slave by any other name would still be owned. Do you believe you own yourself?
Yes.
If so, you may come to believe differently by the time you're done reading this article. If not, do you believe that you ought to own yourself?
Yes.
These are fundamental questions that many have pondered over the millennia. They are basic to the principles of liberty. I happen to believe I own my own body. I happen to believe...
All the evidence points to it.
My thoughts are mine to contain, conceal, express, or disseminate as I see fit. I believe that the knowledge I've obtained through my life's experiences, education, and observations are mine to apply in any way that benefits myself or others, that any compensation others may give me for such an application of knowledge is well-earned and mine to keep. I believe that the labor capabilities of my body are mine to sell to others as I see fit, and that any compensation freely given or previously agreed upon for the products and or services provided by said labor is also well-earned and mine to keep. I believe that anything I pay for in full with compensation that has been well-earned and mine to keep, and any successful attempt to forcefully or stealthily remove it from my possession should be considered theft. I believe that the concepts outlined above should be considered basic private property rights, and that all humans should enjoy, and everyone should give respect to others in regards to those rights as they would expect others to do for them. If you happen to believe the above statements, as I do, then it will probably come as no surprise that there are many who don't believe as we do. Mm. Indeed, there are many who believe that they own us.
Yep.
There are many who believe that they own the things that we may consider are rightfully ours. Not only do they feel this way, but they have created a reality that better reflects their point of view than we
than
have
ours. Yeah, that's true.
These people are best known as government officials and bureaucrats, but some would argue that there are secret and not-so-secret moneyed and special interests that would also make the claim of their ownership of humanity. These people will likely do anything to make certain that their belief system is upheld and strengthened and make sure ours is never realized. It could be, and has been argued, that these people do, in fact, own you. If you don't believe that, just try not paying your taxes.
Yep.
And you'll find out. The only thing I've got to say about this is they're not my taxes. I didn't create these taxes. I got nothing to do with them. They're their taxes. They decide that.
But they wrote your name on them, and they have decided that you owe them.
Yes.
In fact, they believe that you consented to it just by being born here.
And see what happens, he says. They will eventually send men with guns to your door and throw you in a prison cell if you try to exert your freedom and make the claim that you have the right to keep the fruits of your labor. They will prove that they own you. They will claim that you owe them a portion of your labor for services that they provide, even if you don't use their services, and even
if you object to them.
Even if they hold a monopoly on certain services, mm-hmm. and even if you might find some services offered abhorrent.
Yes.
This happens because most people allow it to happen. Most people just grumble as they accept their fate and pay to keep the wolves from the door. They suffer in silence and do nothing because they have the perception that nothing can be done.
You can't fight City Hall and all the other cliches.
Yeah.
People are defeated. They believe that there is no winning against the state and that they'll just go along to get along because then they can at least live out the rest of their days in relative peace as long as they pay the gang, whatever the gang is demanding.
not only do these
and the gang will always demand more. Year after year.
That much is true. That is the nature of government. I'd really like to see one that gets smaller without collapsing completely. You know, they just get bigger and bigger. They want more and more money. You know, it goes from first we're going to provide the basic services here to we're going to provide the basic services here, which are expanded, and then mm-hmm. they expand, and then they expand. It's mission creep, as Wayne has said on multiple
and
occasions.
And there's no check. There's no check on them, especially at the federal level, where they can just print out as much money as they want.
Yeah.
I mean, eventually, they can't do it forever. Eventually, they will come crashing down, and I hope it happens sooner rather than later.
Well, the Margaret Thatcher quote is that the problem with socialism is that sooner or later you run out of other people's money. And it's not that you actually run out of other people's money. It's that those other people say, no more. That's it.
I don't know how far we are away from that, but it's a long way.
Well, some people are running out of money. Look at the state revenue drops. They're dramatic. Nothing's been seen like this, and I don't think in history, even during the Depression.
But you remember, Ian, I can't remember what it was, that Maryland decided to tax millionaires recently, and then in the last decade, more millionaires have moved out or something. We read the story about a month ago. I don't mean that they say, no, I'm not paying. They say no. They vote with their feet, and they leave, and they go someplace else where they, you know, the taxes look better for them. And
it's true.
You know, that's just how these things go.
And they could leave. They can certainly easily leave one of the states today. There aren't really any significant restrictions on that. So you can move from one state farm, as they might be called, where they're farming your resources and extracting wealth from you, to another state where they might extract wealth in a different way in a slightly smaller fashion. But as far as leaving to another, you know, one of the countries, that's getting more difficult. Escaping from America is becoming more of a job. You're going to have to go and get mommy government's paperwork if you want to be able to travel across the world.
Well, they want you to go get paperwork. They want you to pay exit taxes.
They
want you to do a lot of things. You know, somebody who plans to leave the United States, the thing is that they can handle it. The only people that are going to get caught by this are the unaware and the middle class and, you know, people like that don't have the you know, maybe the upper middle class, people that don't have the wherewithal to defend against it. The rich people, they're going to get their stuff out of their, you know, out in bearer bonds or whatever they're going to do, and they're never going to pay anything on it.
Rich people are effectively free in this country. Yes, they are being taxed to death.
Anywhere. Money is freedom in a lot of ways.
But there's very little that the state will do to them as far as, like, I mean, how often do you hear about rich people getting charged with drug possession, for instance? There's a lot more freedom in that particular realm.
And there's a lot of rich people who do drugs.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They can afford it.
They can afford it. They can afford the protection.
Go ahead, Mark.
Okay. And not only do these people own you, but they own your progeny, too.
Mm-hmm.
They have taken the money that they do not have and given it to their elite friends with the promise that future generations will pay their taxes.
With their labor.
They use the promise of easy money to enslave, and they use the fear of the mindless enforcers and obedient courts to prevent the masses from so much as questioning their legitimacy.
1-800-259-9231. Is there more?
Yes.
We'll get to it and take your calls about what you want. Anything goes. It's Free Talk Live.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious-tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your program. If you dial in, take control of the airwaves toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian here.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We invite you there. All the features are free. The wiki is included with over 1,800 pages created by listeners just like you. It's like the listener editable version of our website. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com. Get interactive for free. W-I-K-I, wiki.freetalklive.com.
Are you thinking about starting a business? Here's a word of the wise. Incorporate at LegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that could wipe you out. LegalZoom.com is both fast and easy. I've done it myself, and it is fast and easy. They do all kinds of legal documents over there, patents, wills, trademarks, LLCs. You use code FTL, save $10 off your order. It's LegalZoom.com.
All right, so we're continuing here. Mark, you're reading a story by Zanzor Blessman about, and what's the website on that,
it's
by the way?
AmericanChronicle.com.
Got it. About slavery and how it is that, well, we might like to believe otherwise, and we may indeed be free in our thoughts. In reality, as far as our physical bodies are concerned, we are truly enslaved. Yes, we have the ability to move from one plot of land to another with relative ease and freedom, but really all we're doing is moving from one political designation to another, where it's at some point somebody with a gun is going to threaten us if we don't cooperate with their demands. And usually most people cooperate, so the guns never come out. But inevitably, if somebody has the ability to extract your wealth from you and the things that you've earned and the work that you've done, extract a portion of that from you, you are owned by them. And that's, I think, some of the points that he's been making here.
They've talking about the government people, they've used the media to build an illusion that they are invulnerable, and so the individual's spirit gives up. They use public schools to indoctrinate the youth so that the system perpetuates itself. They own you and your children, your body, your mind, and your soul, lock, stock, and barrel. At one time, perhaps this wasn't so bad. At one time, perhaps when I was younger, perhaps I was before I was born, government was at least responsive to the people. I'm not sure that was ever. Not from a national level, at least. We are prospering, and so it seems that many...
It certainly left them alone more often in many ways in the past. I mean, the income tax didn't come around until 1913.
At first, it wasn't very onerous either. It was 13% if you made over $10,000 a year.
Is that the income tax?
It was a flat tax. It was very low, yeah, and it didn't affect everyone.
And the income tax isn't the only way that the government gets its money. I remember from the Ron Paul campaign when he was running in 2007 and 2008 that he said that, you know, getting rid of the IRS would only shrink the government down to 1997 levels. At that time, 1997, the government was too big for me then too. So getting rid of the IRS and wouldn't do anything.
Well, the regulations are tremendous, and the various taxes that are out there, they're uncountable. So you're right about that. Yeah. But the income tax is the most obvious one to most Americans.
It is, and it's what makes me angry every year. Mm. My wife has to spend probably 40 hours a year to fill out their paperwork and do this, you know, enslaved and counting labor for them.
Well, you get to choose how you feel. The income tax doesn't make you do anything.
Well,
go ahead. There you go.
We were prospering, and so it seems that many that giving a small portion of our wealth to the Washington, D.C. and the rich political elite wasn't such a bad thing. Oh, there were things going on that people didn't like. There were protests and the like, but those in charge seemed to pay attention to the people. At least they were.
They did repeal prohibition.
Yep.
I mean, he's right, I think, to some extent, that the state was a little more responsive back then.
There was still some amount of freedom in this country. And, well, at this point, you can say that we're on the way to, you know, appealing the prohibition on marijuana.
Maybe. They said that in the 70s, Mark. The activists back then were certain that marijuana prohibition was going to be repealed in the 70s, is my understanding.
Mm. Well, I don't know. At least there was a representation of the common folk. At least there were free markets and the government stayed out of business for the most part. Well, maybe not, but it seems to me that government has gotten a heck of a lot worse, more blatant about the fact that they own you lately, and they've been turning a deaf ear to the demands of the people more than ever.
Now they're even openly talking about national service, which is it's conscription.
But they had conscription 3 decades ago.
They did. And they ended the draft, and now that they're talking about bringing it back under a new name.
Now the government and their corporate cronies wish to put their final screws to you. Now they want to remove what little semblance of freedom you may perceive you have left. They moved quickly to bail out the banking elite despite more calls and emails from their constituents against such measures than any other bill has ever generated.
Who are they representing anyway?
They moved just as quickly to bail out, in essence, take over auto manufacturers over the objections of the taxpayers whose money they were spending. Mm-hmm. They used the excuse that they were trying to save the economy. But the common folk are the economy. They have proven their disdain for the ordinary citizen. They don't care what you have to say or what you think because they consider you their slave. They are not saving the economy. They are saving their ability to control it and their positions as its masters. Still, this is not enough for them. Still, the power brokers in Congress wish to extend their reach into every man's life.
Of course, those who seek power are people who will never be satiated. They'll never reach that point of where they'll say, okay, that's about enough.
That's all we need to take care of. Because there are always going to be problems and people upset with the delivery of goods and services in a free market or limited market or whatever market it is that you're dealing with. And those in government can always ride in on their big white horse and say, well, we can save it. We can fix this.
Give us more control.
Whether it's, you know, the buses weren't running properly. People weren't, cost too much to take a taxi cab. Whatever it is. People from government say, I've got a solution.
And the bad, greedy so-and-sos are the problem. I'll fix it if you give me the power.
So it's businessmen.
It doesn't show. It doesn't matter that the government has shown time and time and time and time again that when it fixes problem, it's bad at fixing problems, period.
It makes it worse.
Its chances of fixing problems are low. If it does fix the problem,
it created the problem in the first place in most cases.
In a lot of cases, that's true. Yeah. If it does fix the problem, say it builds a bridge or a school or something like that, it does it at 2 or 3 or 4 times the market rate of those things. It, depending on the size of the government is how much, as to how big and wasteful it's going to be. But,
perfect example of a government program that created some consequences and then they continue to use government to supposedly attempt to solve those consequences. Is the war on drugs. I mean, I was just looking at one of the top stories in the news, I think it was early this morning, where they're talking about how they're going door to door down south looking for guns. And they're apparently looking for illegal guns that are being sold to narcotics dealers, to drug dealers, that kind of thing. But the drug dealers are a problem and the murders are a problem because of the war on drugs in the first place. It's the same thing as the old alcohol prohibition, which they had the sense to remove back in the 20s. Now it's the same old story, except it's with different drugs. But instead of going back and just removing the control, removing the prohibition, which solved the problem of violence with prohibition, the alcohol prohibition, they've decided that the way to solve this problem is with more government intervention. We're going to go door to door hunting for people's so-called illegal guns. It's not going to work. It's not going to stop the violence. It's not going to stop the gangs from getting their hands on guns. But just one of the myriad of examples of how it is that government creates problems, then proposes to solve those problems by creating more government programs, which also in turn create more unintended consequences, which give them another excuse to create another government program, of course, or expand an existing one.
Last Friday, the Congress voted to impose a huge cap and trade bill upon the populace of these United States of America, despite popular opposition to the bill. Yet this is yet another massive bill that has not been read by the majority of the Congress members. I remember watching C-SPAN last week, and in fact, they didn't have 300 and something pages of the bill on site for people to read. So, I mean, they were voting on, these people were voting on something they didn't read, they don't know about. Maybe their aides, maybe one of their aides read it or read part of it. And
the party boss has told them to vote for it. That's what it comes down to, because a lot of these guys are rubber stamp sheep.
It's true.
Exactly.
And yet another intrusion of big government into the free market.
Well, you know, Wayne, if they ever want to have a chance at moving up in the ranks, they have to go along with the program.
That's true.
Yeah.
And if they want somebody to vote for their scheme, then they have to vote for someone else's.
Yep. They want to be popular.
It's just another tax scheme passed under the guise of trying to save the environment. It's funny how Congress forever trying to save something that by spending our money. It will increase energy prices. It will increase the amount of taxes you pay, albeit in a less obvious way than increasing your income taxes. The common man, as always, will pay for this legislation, not the wealthy elite who can afford to pay off congressional members. Once again, the political elites manage to solidify their positions as our masters.
1-800-259-9231. More?
Yep.
We're coming back, and we'll take your calls on this or whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. It's time for a slave uprising. Free Talk Live, a peaceful one, of course.
Get on the ground, mother... You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going to Child Protective Services. You're busted for possession of marijuana.
Possession of marijuana. Possession of marijuana.
Hi, I'm Barry Cooper, ex-narcotics officer trained by the DEA. My DVD, Never Get Busted, has recently received world attention. I switched sides and I'm now touring America with the message to end this war on people that has been labeled the war on drugs.
Go to Barry's website, nevergetbusted.com, and order your DVD to Never Get Busted.
On it, I'll teach you secret drug enforcement tactics and how to avoid narcotics profiling, how to conceal your stash,
and I'll teach you how to fool drug dogs every time.
I'll teach you how police know when you're lying. You'll get to go on patrol with me and watch actual marijuana arrests on the highway and learn the mistakes citizens made that landed them in jail.
Go to NeverGetBusted.com and arm yourself with the information you need so you'll never have to hear these words.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going
Log on to NeverGetBusted.com.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, July 1st, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $939. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $965.94, $482.97 for the half ounce, or $241.49 for a quarter ounce. That's $965.94, $482.97, and $241.49.
Bailout equals market distortions increase money supply while productivity is going down. Wall Street is receiving injections of liquidity while smaller companies are forced to concede. Companies too big to fail are now using the tax dollars to increase market share, paying fat dividends. Are you wondering why supplies of gold and silver coins are decreasing rapidly, leaving the public scrambling to accumulate what's left? Fiat currency's value is based on trust, fiscal responsibility. Is Congress and the White House acting responsibly, earning your trust, or is it time to ensure your hard-earned wealth? Midas Resources offers economic insurance, gold and silver coins, 800-686-2237. Do you believe that more bailout will solve our economic problems, or would you like to call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237? That's Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live, it's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Toll free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line, 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. That's the point of the program. And tonight it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. You like the show? Want to help support Free Talk Live? One of the ways you can do that is by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase, whether you're buying new or even used in dozens of categories. Save with free Super Saver shipping on a whole lot of their new items. It's a great place to shop. amazon.freetalklive.com. As we continue sharing Sanzor Blessman's story from the American Chronicle about how it is that you're a slave, whether you realized it or not.
Don't think for a moment that this government apparatus will stop there. For some time now, there's been a chatter prevalent amongst the political class that they will increase the servitude quotient of significant segments of the population. The new regulations that are being suggested in healthcare, doctors will quickly become some of the most slavish people in our society. Mm. They will not be able to charge, or not charge, for
those
their
who
services.
Stay doctors at that point.
For their services as they see fit, but will be paid as mandated by government decree. As a result, the consumer will lose options he currently has. Doctors will not be allowed to offer certain medical services unless those services are okayed by a government medical bureaucracy. Doctors will be under the watchful eye of Big Brother and will have to document all procedures carefully and be sure to remain within bureaucratic guidelines so they may lose their ability to legally practice medicine.
If you thought the paperwork was bad in medicine today with all of the regulations and insurance, just wait till it's totally government controlled.
They will be forced to service even those who may not require medical services, and they will be forced to accept whatever compensation the government deems appropriate, not what the law of supply and demand or even the individual doctor's capacity for human compassion determines mm-hmm. or is appropriate. Determines as appropriate. I'd also, while he's talking about health care here, really quickly, I'd like to interject the people that want to see government health care that haven't thought about this. There's something in this that they don't quite get. You've noticed that medical bills, costs of medicine, costs of drugs, costs of medical equipment have all gone up in the last few decades.
Yeah.
The reason is...
Whereas the cost of computers has gone down and other things
right.
have gone down.
These things have gone down. The reason is because, well, the rest of the world has gone socialist. The United States government, the freest, biggest market in the world, is the only one that's semi-ish, free-ish, free market-ish in medicine.
More like cartelized.
Right. But whatever
which
it is.
Which isn't free, really.
It certainly isn't, but it's more free. And the reason the drugs have gone up so much is because the other countries won't pay for the R&D that's inherent in these new drugs. So what's going to happen if the United States system goes socialized is there's simply, you know, the government will say, no, we're not willing to pay that for X drug. And the drug companies will say, oh, well, I guess what we'll have to do is stop spending so much money on R&D. Then you won't have as much research and development in drugs or medical equipment, and you will see medicine go from the government's mediocre control to abysmal control.
Yeah, because stagnation, total stagnation.
At this point, the United States government is on its, or the United States populace on its shoulder is supporting all of the socialized medicine of the world. We are paying for it.
I don't know if Mexico is Mexico socialized?
I don't know.
No,
I don't
think it is.
How far?
A lot of people go down to Mexico to get pharmaceuticals and things like that down there and get treatments done there because it's even easier from what I understand. I'm no expert.
The prices are lower, too. You can get top-flight medical care in some cases in Mexico for a fraction of the cost of the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest problem with the U.S. is not the quality so much. It's the cost.
It's the cost.
Because of all the laws and regulations and government involvement.
Doctors are already overregulated. They already have too much oversight by the few healthcare insurance companies, the few health insurance companies that remain in business. Many doctors have been retiring early because of these conditions.
Yep,
many
we've places, heard from them.
Yep, there is a shortage of doctors, and those who remain in business are overworked. By the way, I tried to get to see a doctor here in Keene, New Hampshire, and I couldn't get an appointment
because they're too busy.
I don't know. I couldn't even get callbacks in some cases. I couldn't get an appointment from a local doctor.
Wow.
I can't tell you how many I called. Half a dozen at least. I ended up, I'm taking quick stop smoking pills because I don't want to pay the taxes that are now on cigars. And
how's that working out?
I'm not getting any nicotine out of what I'm smoking, but I haven't actually stopped smoking yet. I still have some untested.
You're not getting nicotine from what you're smoking? You're
That's
smoking
right.
some nicotine-free cigars?
No, I'm taking pills that block my nicotine receptors. It's called it's a drug out there that does that.
Interesting.
It's going to work well. I can tell from how it's going that it'll stop. But I went down to Sarasota for my class reunion. I scheduled an appointment on the Monday after the class reunion to see the doctor. I went to my old doctor in Sarasota. That's how hard it is to get a doctor right now.
Because that's amazing.
Because the government and then these insurance companies, the government caused the insurance company problem in the first place. If anybody wants to know that, they can call in and ask me how. All right. Let's see. Those in favor of more government regulation in healthcare seem to believe that they should be able to determine compensation for the application of the doctor's knowledge. They think that
yes, a board of bureaucrats knows better what a doctor should be paid than the doctors and their clients. Apparently,
they think that they should be able to determine how to apply that knowledge to best benefit others. They seem to believe that they are best able to determine the labor capabilities of doctors. They will argue that everyone has the right to health care without realizing that saying so is tantamount to claiming that everyone has the right to force another human to provide services simply because that other human obtained a bit of knowledge.
Right. Where is the right going to go? Obviously, this is not likely to happen because there will always be people that will put up with the government's regulations in order to try to help people because the people in the medical industry care. A lot of them really care about others.
Yep.
But if the doctors and the nurses were to say, screw this, we're out of here, and just quit
right.
en masse, then where would the right come from to health care?
Right. You don't have a right to health care.
And actually, that's already starting to happen. There's a lot of doctors and nurses who see the writing on the wall and are actually planning on or leaving the profession because
they
don't want to work under a system that way. And
right.
I can't blame them.
Well, but likely they'll be replaced by people who want to be bureaucrats and provide mediocre, less than, or abysmal service to the patients rather than the people who are in there to do what they're doing now because they don't want to be controlled in the same ways. So they'll probably be replaced, and it'll be just another strain on on the tax base.
And it comes down to economics. Whenever you imply something is free, you increase the demand. And if the supply stays the same or declines, which it could, then when you have shortages, you have rationing, and people don't get care, and people die because they don't get the care they need in time.
If they can do this, the doctors won't be long until they are forced everyone to provide labor at compensation levels determined by government mandate. Indeed, further down the road, we can see that being called national service coming into vogue. For now, such a system is being set up to be voluntary, but one can imagine that making it mandatory is just around the corner.
Sure.
Already, there is talk of creating such coercive measures as not allowing children to graduate high school unless they volunteer, as they have been suggested that the carrot of money for college is offered to those who take part in the system. It's not volunteering if you're compensated. Mandatory service of any kind, national or otherwise, for any period of time is just indentured servitude. I would have thought that by the 21st century, mankind would have gotten past such measures. It's time
we started changed forms.
It's time we started living as free men. It's time we started calling a spade and stop pretending that we own our bodies, our labor or knowledge, when in fact we don't. In order for us to live as free men, we need to act like free men. We need to show that we're not afraid of the whip. The political elite in this country has shown that they don't care what we think. They have shown that they will spend our money as they see fit. So why should we continue to pay taxes, and why do we continue to let them print money and keep us indebted?
It's fear.
As long as we pay and allow them to print money, they will remain our masters.
Absolutely. And the only way around this is either for some sort of mass awakening, which is not going to happen anytime soon from my view, or to get together with like-minded people. And I know that Zanzor Blessman, the guy that wrote that, he is, I believe he's a Free Stater. I know we met him at the Liberty Forum this year.
I think so.
And so getting together with other people who realize and understand what the problem is helps increase the courage factor, because that's what's needed more than anything else. We were just sitting here talking earlier tonight about how we're all scared to death of what the government might do to us. And I, of course, have talked about taking baby steps into the world of non-cooperation, because I understand if you take large leaps, you'll probably go away for large amounts of time into a jail cell.
Look at Brown's large leaps.
So people need to get together in order to back one another up, in order to do as Zanzor Blessman is suggesting, and that is live as free men. Because if more people make that choice for themselves, if more people refuse to obey and refuse to pay these gangsters calling themselves the government, then they become powerless. Their power exists because of your consent. And whether you like it or whether you like what they do or not, you are consenting by going along with their processes, by obeying their laws, by obeying their regulations, by paying their taxes, by jumping through whatever hoops they put up for you. You are consenting. And if people start to withdraw that consent, even if it's just a little bit at a time, it begins to make an impact. We've seen what has happened here in New Hampshire with the activists, like, not even standing for judges when they come into the courtrooms. That's making an impact on people. At the very least, it's making an impact on the inside of the activists themselves. The first time you do it, you'll get a rush. You'll get an adrenaline rush because you're not sure what will happen to you. They could put you in a jail cell if you don't stand for the judge. But then you get away with it because you're there doing it with 20 other people, and there's nothing they can do. They don't have enough people to arrest you for it. Hour 3's coming up. You bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.